This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Food and Drug Administration is changing the design of the nutrition labels on food you buy. To give us an idea of what changes, why the changes, and when we'll see those changes is Laura Bix. She's a packaging professor at Michigan State University. You were the author of a study on how the Nutrition Facts Panel can be improved. How well did the government listen to studies such as yours?
Well, I think they made an excellent first step. They've made several changes that I think will make nutrition information more useful to people and more understandable for people. Where my study looked was a lot of formatting information. We looked at how we could improve what's called early stage processing, that is, get people's attention and make them sort of engage with the nutrition information. The government more concentrated on late stage processing. How do we make things more understandable and easier to use? And so I think they've done a great job at doing that. And I think there's more to be done still.
One of the things that really stands out on this new label is the fact that calories are in really big font and the serving size is a lot larger and a little more easy to see. Why did they choose to go that route?
Well, the Nutrition Facts Panel hadn't been revised for 20 years, and the law requires that the serving sizes are not based on what we should eat, but what we are eating. And when they looked at serving size 20 years later, they found that we're actually eating bigger serving sizes than maybe some of those labels were based on. So to kind of ease the mental gymnastics that people had to go through in order to get accurate calorie counts, some of those serving sizes, like ice cream, moved from a half cup, which I don't know about you, but I don't generally sit down and eat a half cup of ice cream.
Everybody eats a pint.
Well, yes, they didn't go quite that far, but they've moved it up to two-thirds of a cup. And so the idea is that they're giving you a more realistic sort of measure of what you'll be consuming than maybe they were before, so you don't have to do all that math.
You mentioned ice cream. Let's talk about fat in foods. Understanding the kinds of fat that are in foods makes a real difference. What will we see changed on the new label regarding fat content?
Well, in terms of fat, it's not so much about the amount of fat, but the type of fat. And so, again, the government's sort of using sort of scientifically based studies, and they're saying, okay, it's really not the amount of fat that you consume, but the type of fat that you consume. They'll be specifically calling out trans fats and saturated fats so that people are more aware of what type as opposed to just how much in general.
Now, there's been some listing of those separate fats. How is it different on the new label?
With regard to that, I believe it's that they're calling out the saturated fats in particular. And again, not emphasizing the overall amount anymore, but sort of subdividing it into these particular types.
Okay. So sugars have always been confusing. How does the new label improve a consumer's ability to figure out not just how much added sugar, but how much sugar is in the product?
Well, it's more type than total amount. And one of the new additions, probably one of the most contested additions to the label, is the idea of added sugars. Research has shown that if we're consuming more than 10% of our calories from added sugars, it's going to be very difficult to eat the types of nutrients that we need to eat and stay within the calorie sort of limit that we should be consuming. That is, that we're more prone to obesity if we're consuming a large portion of our calories from added sugars. And so the labels now call out specifically the sugars that have been added. So these are not naturally occurring sugars that might be added from dairy products or fruit products, but things that have been processed. So it's a more transparent sort of view of your food.
Right. I was reading an article not too long ago. I couldn't believe some of the foods that I eat that actually have added sugar. I mean, everything from breads to some really savory products that you wouldn't think about sugar being in them. So what do you think this will do with someone trying to understand how to make their diet more healthful? Because it's still not exactly simple. It is simpler, but not simple.
And that goes back to kind of my first statement. So I think it's a great first step. And I think for people that are motivated to engage with the information, the FDA has done a really good job of enhancing the transparency, of trying to make the labels more understandable and useful. Where I think we can go a little bit farther is people that maybe aren't as deeply involved or deeply engaged in labeling. I think great next steps would be something like a front-of-pack nutrition label. These truncate the nutrition facts panel and call out specific nutrients that tend to be tied to disease states, things like saturated fat, sodium, and sugar, on the front of the package. And in doing so, some of our research suggests that they engage people that might not likely engage with nutrition information otherwise because of their prominence and placement on the package.
When will we start seeing these new labels?
Well, I would like to say soon. You do see them some, but they are not regulated at present, and that lack of regulation at present opens up the possibility for non-standardization and potentially misuse of the information. So I think it'll be a while, but I would not be surprised at all if FDA doesn't turn their attention to it now that they've overhauled the nutrition facts panel.
Laura Bix is a professor at Michigan State University. Thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you.